I'm going to elaborate a little bit on what I was saying yesterday. I'm not going to add to it. I'm going to kind of go to the next step and talk about decisions at the times. And I'm also going to tell you a story about this enormously huge bodybuilder in Taiwan. We had a very interesting encounter. He's an American. Oh, that was fun. But you know, at the times you're getting a nice preview because this is the video talk that I hope I don't have to give. But I'm going to tell you now, because you're listening on the podcast, and I just love people who listen to audio. People who have to only watch video and they can't listen to talk, I told a friend years ago, I said, go listen to a podcast. I can't, I'm busy. You do it while you work. It's audio. So you don't have, you can look at your work while you're listening. And it's the idea. Oh, yeah. People don't do it. Okay. So I've always loved people that get the concept of podcasts and audio. Who sits down to listen to talk radio and podcasts? My goodness. And I don't understand people that put music in their podcasts. You know, I suppose you got bumper music at the front and start, but who does sound effect? Here, we're on my podcast. I'm going to stop and play a bunch of noises to tickle your ears. I don't get that. I don't get that. That's not podcasting. That's music casting. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Rant finished. I feel better. I have a drink of this monster here. So I've got a choice to make. As this stuff in Taiwan, as I was seeing it happen to me, and about 2013, it started 2009, about 2013, the Pacific Daily Times starts to actually go somewhere. 2015, I wrote a book called Know Each Other. It was kind of a basic premise of the newspaper. And it started to grow and develop. As this is happening, I was syndicated with ChinaDailyMail.com. At the time, I think it might be China's News Stories or something now. I could go tell the world about all this stuff that's happened to me. And oh, it goes deep. It goes deep. And I ain't blowing smoke. I'll leave it at that. I could have gone and talked about it on a few platforms. I didn't. I didn't want to be just a whiner. I didn't want, I mean, at the time I wasn't a famous syndicated known name. I mean, I wasn't even a face. I certainly wasn't a name. And I didn't want everyone to know me just as the guy that complained, and that's all that he did. I wouldn't want to be the complainer. And also, I wanted to be patient with Taiwan. I think that was the bigger thing. I wanted to give them a chance to do the right thing and improve. So for the last 12 years in Taiwan, I'm now telling you for the first time, I've just been quietly trying to survive, and I haven't been telling the whole story. I've been patient with them, working with them, visiting government offices, talking to legislature's aides more than once, going to people, writing Congress. Ask Molinar, ask U.S. Congress if they know Jesse Steele. He knew my dad. You know, he just would talk a lot. He'd write Congress a lot. The people in Congress, oh, that guy, that Jesse's dad, he always writes us. And then the truth is, so many Americans think the same way he does. We just didn't want to know about it. Well, I'm saying that comically. When my father passed away, Dave Camp, our congressman, wrote me a handwritten 2-page letter. Because the squeaky wheel gets oiled and Congress needs to know what real America thinks. So I did the same thing, like father, like son. And I've been trying to tell Congress, and some good things have happened, but not in Taiwan. Taiwan wouldn't change the laws. So I've been patient. I've been quiet. I've tried to work behind the scenes. I've tried to work without shaming Taiwan. But it seems, if you haven't picked up from Trump, it was a book I wrote. You could get it free. Go to Smashwords. Tantrums and Stone Potatoes. A book of rants on why Trump rants are right. Not why Trump is right, but why his rants are healthy and good. People just won't change without public humiliation. And you always got to go to him first. It might be a good person who's your best friend if you talk to him. But the reason that we've got to go out and scorn people publicly is because they wouldn't listen privately again and again and again. The only thing they know to get their attention is public embarrassment. It's very sad. Breaks my heart. And I was quiet with Taiwan trying to work. But we're getting to a point now where recent things have come up. Oh, my God. I gave a list of things yesterday. I've even personally faced racism and bigotry myself, aimed directly at me. That's something I didn't list yesterday. The list goes on. All this stuff comes up now. I wouldn't break the story about all the horrors in Taiwan because I didn't want my writing and my newspaper just to be used as an excuse to make my own life better. As the writer, as the editor-in-chief of this one-man show I was starting that's now finally getting a few other people, I did not want to launch a newspaper just because I was unhappy with my own life. The newspaper is supposed to be about more than just its editor. So I had an ethical question. This is news, I'm sitting on it, but it's all about me, 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 me. It's got to be about other people. News has to be relevant to other people. Well, guess what? We're approaching a time when it is relevant. And now the Hong Kong Free Press is talking about it. And so are other people. But I am still not going to dive into the story of Taiwan's ugly past because of the election. I don't want it said that this was just an October surprise. The problem goes back thousands of years. Of all times, I'm supposed to mention it now, just before a presidential election? I don't think so. I don't want to cheapen the message. I don't want to talk about it when nobody's listening. I want this Taiwan problem to get really addressed. And it's waited thousands of years since Confucius messed up ancient Chinese society. I think it can wait a couple more months. I have written Congress. I've talked to them on the phone. I've told them specifically, Taiwan must grant immediate citizenship to thousands of foreigners that would have it if they have the same fair laws as the countries they want military help from. I told Congress this. They hear me. They get it. And now this story comes out from the Hong Kong Free Press, basically complaining about the same problem. But I talked about a solution. I'm hoping Taiwan sends citizenship, not just to me, to thousands of not just Americans, but Europeans, Africans, people that have been in Taiwan that Taiwan's ancient Chinese bigotry has been rude to. And I believe it could stop war. I believe if Taiwan suddenly stands up and is respectable, China might stop hating and all of a sudden want a friendship. That happens. My rich dad told me that. I'm not super big on Amway. That's a complicated story, but it was Amway. I'm not selling Amway. I don't sell it. I do buy it. It's another story. Another story for another day. But my rich dad, Amway, he was mentoring me for a couple years. He said that once he went diamond, all of a sudden his in-laws stopped hating him. He couldn't get along with his in-laws. All of a sudden, he got ultra rich, and the problem with him and his in-laws just disappeared. It's just amazing. There's a lot you can say about that. But I'll bet that if Taiwan was just incredibly awesome, China might all of a sudden be respectful and happy and behave itself. That is a human phenomenon that happens. That was kind of a funny way. That's a human phenomenon that happens. It is. So there is a way to not have war between Taiwan and China. There is a way. Taiwan give the citizenship that it should have given to all the foreigners from the countries they ask for help from if they have the same justice that those countries have for their foreigners. And do it immediately. Now. And they've got less than 2 months. We pass America's election. And they still haven't brought justice to the foreigner and provided the only path I can see to not having war with China. Then I will talk about it. And you heard it here first. Oh, another day. No, I'm not primarily thinking about this. I never talked about the foreigner. I think I might need a Friday special. Okay, there's going to be a feature Friday. See you tomorrow.